Israel's plan to expel tens of thousands of Palestinian Bedouins from their desert land has sparked protests worldwide. In Britain, more than 50 renowned figures, including high-profile artists, musicians, and writers, have signed a letter to object to the expulsion. Israel's plan to forcefully remove 70,000 Bedouins from the Negev desert is by destroying their villages has already been condemned by critics as ethnic cleansing. In their petition, the British activists have called the act, quote, systematic discrimination and separation. The letter is part of a day of protests on Saturday in more than two dozen countries. Israel's parliament is expected to approve the eviction by the year end. The move will pave the way for the construction of new settler units in the historic desert. Israel's settlement activities are considered illegal under international law. Joining us now via Skype from Berkeley is Henry Noor with the Palestine Solidarity Movement. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Noor. Now, the Israeli regime has been criticized for its policies of ethnic cleansing in the past, too, and yet these evictions take place almost on a daily basis. It's business as usual. Why do you think that is so?
Well, the Zionists have had the plan all along of trying to get rid of as many Arabs as they possibly can. And this is because they've found another opportunity here to confine people, drive them out. It really reminds me of what Europeans did to Native Americans in the United States. First confine people to the, push them out of the, into the fringes of the country, and then gradually confine them and force them into towns under government control. It's a pretty familiar pattern, I'm afraid.
So as Israel continues building its settlement units in the Negev Desert on occupied Palestinian land, how do you see petitions like the one that has just been signed by these British activists and other acts of solidarity with the Palestinian people playing out and pressuring Israel to stop?
Well, I don't know that the pressure will make them stop. As you know, they have a lot of ability to stop the European and governments and the U.S. from really putting any pressure on them, any effective pressure. But I think this is very important, this episode, because many people in the United States, and I suspect in Europe, even some people who have sympathy to the Palestinians in the West Bank and even Gaza, have the idea that Israel is some kind of vibrant democracy within the 48 borders. They're very unaware of the actual status of the Palestinians within Israel. And I think this will this episode is forcing some people to pay attention to the fact that the Palestinians are very far from having full rights, and Israel is very far from being a full democracy when it comes to the Arabs within its borders, as well as the people in the occupied territories. And I think that might, you know, you see that list of intellectuals, they're British, and I don't know all the names, but it's I know some of them, and they seem to be the kind of influential people who are not really necessarily associated with the hard left, more kind of mainstream progressive type people. And when people like that start to understand the truth about Israel, that's a step forward. Now, of course, that has to do with public opinion, and I don't think the power of Zionists over the Western government really is a function of public opinion. It's more a function of money and media control and organizational power, but certainly having public opinion shift is an important step.
Okay, that was Henry Noor with the Palestine Solidarity Movement there joining us from Berkeley via Skype. Many thanks, Mr. Noor, for your comments here on Press TV.